Hello, and welcome to the sixth episode of SSD and DRAM News, sponsored by Apacer. This is our May episode, although it's arriving at the end of the month. Sorry for the delay. We'll talk more about the circumstances around this later. For now, let's get straight to the news. First of all, it may be May, but we're just getting the industry data in for the first quarter of 2022. It takes a while to total up all the scores and analyze the data, but it's ready now. So let's take a look at an overview of the digital storage industry. The data we're covering here was supplied by TrendFocus. The SSD industry grew in the first quarter of this year, by 3.3%, in fact. Enterprise shipments, in particular, increased, although there was a decline in both unit and capacity shipments for SAS eSSDs. The market during this period totaled 94.943 million SSDs. In terms of storage space, that's 71.389 exabytes. The biggest supplier by both units and storage space was, no surprise, South Korea's Samsung. The other large players included other names we expected to see: SK Hynix, Kioxia, Western Digital, and Micron. Moving from SSDs to DRAM, news is not as good. Global DRAM revenue dropped by 4% in the first quarter of the year. It topped out at just over $24 billion. The reasons most analysts identified for the drop included market inflation, weakening demand, and global conflicts affecting the performance of terminal consumption. Data also shows that client-level inventory levels are growing, so they've been focused on using up what they already possess. Sales were sluggish, and prices of DRAM modules fell across the board. Experts predict that costs will have to be optimized for DRAM to recover. So that's it for our market overview. Let's hope the negative factors affecting the market are resolved soon, and things pick up again. Up next, we're going to be summarizing a white paper that looked at ransomware and disaster preparedness. Zerto, a software company that is a subsidiary of Hewlett-Packard, commissioned IDC to conduct a survey of 509 medium to large organizations in North America and Western Europe. The businesses were a representative sample across all industries, with no industry represented by more than 15% of respondents. What IDC found is quite surprising. 79% of respondents said that they had implemented a disaster recovery response within the last 12 months. 61% of those incidents were reactions to ransomware or other malware. And 60% of organizations stated that they had experienced unrecoverable data as a result. The same question was asked a year ago, and the response to that last question had been just 43%. And many respondents said they had been attacked more than once. They reported an average of 19.3 attacks of all types, including 2.3 ransomware attacks in the past year. 93% of respondents said they had experienced a data-related business disruption during the reporting period, and 67% experienced four or more disruptions. The bad news keeps coming. 83% indicated that at least one attack resulted in data corruption. Only 28% of those surveys stated that they were completely confident in their backup system's ability to recover data. However, these numbers were actually slightly higher than the prior survey. That's a nice thought to close this story on. But clearly, many businesses still have a long way to go when it comes to data security. And as I said at the beginning of today's show, it's been a while since our last podcast. We had planned to release 2 episodes per calendar month, but it looks like we're going to be doing just 1 a month for a while. One reason is that I, Frank, your podcast host, have been quite busy with webinars, online presentations, and videos. Here in Taiwan, the pandemic is still causing some disruptions to daily business life. So a pacer decided to attend most international trade shows virtually. We did have a VIP booth for Computex attendees, and some of my colleagues and I will be releasing a video soon that shows a pacer's latest technologies and products that we showcased there. Pacer also continued its collaborations with industry leaders including Advantech, Alxon, and ASUS Cloud. We'll be presenting webinars with our collaborators in June, and these will probably be available for general viewing on YouTube after the fact. I'll keep you posted on all the developments on this podcast. Suffice it to say that one of our most popular collaborations involved integrating our core snapshot backup and recovery technology into our partners' existing remote device management platforms. This allows businesses to recover from ransomware and malware attacks, like the ones we were discussing earlier, and have their systems back up and running in just moments. At Computex, we presented demonstrations of these collaborations in action. I was there myself, and I can tell you, many customers were amazed at the speed and ease of use. The dashboard interface is easy to immediately understand, and with a few clicks of the mouse, a hacked SSD can be recovered and rebooted, and you're off to the races. It's quite a sight to see. Anyways, with the busy season coming to a close, we hope to present these podcasts more regularly. So please tune in again for our next episode, where we'll have more exciting news to share with you. Thanks a lot, and see you next time.